as he drinks out there with his tire and as far as already goes.
3-4-9 to 7.
marked. Looks like somebody shot something out of that engine.
Six, two,
something on Charlie. The thing that they're talking about is separated by a group of trees in the burn-off area there. I can't quite see all the LV. Portion of the burnout area, most of the southeastern portion of it, is it that the green things are down to the southeast of that? Roger, I believe you're looking at the same thing. Roger, it's the green thing that is just to the southeast of the longer burned out area over there. Roger, it has a little bit of a round opening back to the southwest, about middle way down. Roger, and then round opening will be where you'll be going in. That's one, Roger. And a little more accurate on that landing heading will be about 05.
Roger.
I'll be going back around and heading outbound. Roger, I've got your set.
Okay, the most important thing I would say for you to remember when we're going in there and actually get down and covering that slick is to keep your eyes open and make sure that you know what's going on and make sure that if you get shot at after the troops get out of the aircraft, you know where the troops went, okay? Now, you don't, if you see tracers coming up from the left when he's on short final and you've got a clear field of fire to shoot over to the left, and I mean, you could tell they're coming at him or at lead or, you know, at somebody, going and shoot them out here because we know there aren't any friendlies on the ground until the troops that are in the helicopter get on the ground, right? Okay.
Stellar Control, Kenny 1-4.
Now remember that 40mm, since we've got two of them, there's been a pretty good burst of radius. So don't plan on shooting 10 feet to the left or the right of the slip, so you'll end up hurting some people.
Stellar 6, Kenny 1-4.
That's all. And it looks good. You're about 22 and a half.
It also applies to the trees. If you see trees with a clear line of sight between the explosion and the people on the ground or the slick, you'll probably get them a shrapnel.
This is control. Thank you.
You're about 1,000 meters out heading. That's correct. You're about 1,500 out.
Yeah, you've got the slick inside up there, right?
Yeah, close on well.
Like that, I just keep your eye on him. Slick's gonna drop behind the trees. Okay, and he's right over the trees in there, okay? And he won't be there long.
Get as close to the tree line as you can down there, 1-1.
Roger. Okay, they went out the right door. Let's see where they're headed. Okay, they're headed straight.
1-2-1-1, going out the right
ahead. I got him 3-4. 5-3-4 is breaking left. Always watch and see which way the troop heads for the woods, just in case when he comes out he gets shot at. He may call fire coming from the area of the friendlies if they return fire on the people that shot at him. You got me? It'd be kind of confusing. Most of your slick pilots would be sharp enough to not to do that. In other words, fire coming from the area of the friendlies, negative suppression or something like that. No telling what they would physically say, but...
9-9-1-1.
At any rate, it's always possible.
Roger, negative power quarters and some of the grass down there looks like it had been batted down. Somebody walking on it.
Killer control, can you 1-4 frequency for 1?
Several trails down there.
You got 3-7 in sight.
Oh, thanks.
He's out there at 1 o'clock low. Across the
4-2.
Oh, yeah, I've got
down 0.9.
Lost him in the trees there, and I thought he had climbed up. I was looking above the horizon point. I think everybody, quite a few people thought that was going to be a pretty hot area. I wouldn't be surprised if we end up pulling those people tonight.
There's several trails down there.
That's affirmed. There's all kinds of stuff out here. One of those burned off LZs had quite a bit of rice straw in it that had been cut and stacked up out there in very neat rows. Obviously somebody's living out here and they just we hadn't called them yet, so maybe these guys will find them for us. They had airstrikes on those LZs, by the way.
It's good they could
hide
a damn division down here and you couldn't find
them. Boy, they could do better than that. They could put the whole NVA army out here in these woods and you couldn't find them. Boy, it's like that, ain't it?
They're putting them somewhere.
There's a cartoon in Playboy. It was two GIs were talking to each other. One was obviously new in country and the other one had been here a while, but combat hardened type guy. Well, I'm sure they're smaller, but that only means they can hide better.
Makes twice sense. As many of them.
More than twice, I'm afraid.
I mean, you can hide twice as many of one of us.
Oh.
Some of us.
Dragon 3-7, Kevin Star 6, over.
3-7, say again.
This is Star 6. How about holding off down to the south now and see if anything develops before we get there?
3-7, Roger.
Liberty is as follows. From Chicago, Romeo 1.9, down 0.9. Be advised that Warlord 1-1 said that there were quite a few trails near Lima Zulu as he came out.
14, okay, thank you very much.
Control 6.
Thanks, Blue Fox.
Your top cat 4-2.
Blue Fox monitor now.
139er, cap Skeller 6.
139er, Roger, I monitor.
Stop of that round one, we'll be heading down towards 4-1's location at this time. He was about 20 meters from the LZ when we flew over it the first time. He should be just about ready. 1-1, Roger. I'm just about over the area at this time. I understand he's about 20 meters from the LZ. I'll put him in on. I don't think he was supposed to move to the LZ, either to his south or the one to his west there. Roger, I understand it was one of the bigger LZs. Roger.
top of those mountains would make a good 37 millimeter sight. I guess that's that boy, that morbid sense of humor that 3-5 was talking about this morning. I mean, they really would, though. You could cut out a little place in the trees and have an outstanding field of fire with only one little problem. That guy could come in low level and cream your butt. They just fly down below the depression of the gun and just shoot rockets up at you and kill you. Besides, who would want to carry a 37 up that hill to make it work? You don't talk much, do you? Oh. I mean, something blew up down there, doesn't it? That's a 52 ton. Well, I'm gonna have to get Tom Martin's formula for his engine there. He can pull off and leave me flying straight and level real easy. I have to pull quite a bit of power to stay up with him. Maybe all the drag of those pods hanging out there. Call it Super Stock 684. Okay, this will be the same as inserting the troops, except the troops are in the trees before you get there, and you may not be able to know exactly where they are, so you have to be real careful. And once they get in the chopper, you can assume that in the immediate area of the LZ, there aren't any friendlies. So anything down there is yours.
416, I got violent smoke.
41, roger
that. Okay, now we're looking for purple smoke there. Smoke there. Friendlies will be in the general area of the smoke, so this will tell you where they are. Don't shoot, I'd say 40 meters, 50 meters from the smoke, regardless of where they call fire from.
1-1 Dragon 3-7, turn right 10 degrees, you're about 1,000 meters out.
You're 6 about 1,000 meters out. 1-1 Dragon 3-7.